Storm season gathers with steamy days of solid rain, interspersed with ear-splitting lightning jags. The dusty ground is churned to swamp. The intrepid paddle their kayaks down Duval Street. So much rain fell that mushrooms, like bronzing, melting marshmallows, swollen in the bases of the potted plants in the garden, have emerged. And butterflies, dark and large as vampire bats, cling to the windows. Between their furry wings, I watched the neighbor's cooler floating down his driveway. Finally, there was a spate of dry long enough for the streets to drain and the sidewalks to pucker dry. I drove downtown and parked near Mallory Square. The first action I encountered was a swarm of cop cars, lights slashing about, nosed in and surrounding a dust-up at the crossroads of Green and Duval, where a chauffeur-driven stretch limousine was head-first plowed into a red plastic electric golf cart type thing. Sloppy Joe's was happening, and the band was very convincing, but then they announced they needed to take a short break, so off I went, merging with the street. The Lazy Gecko often works for me with good bands, but not so much tonight, where it was simple stuff for the very drunk to sing along to. Songs with refrains like, "Get me more beer." I sauntered down the great main artery that is Duval Street and observed the Homo sapiens at play and made my mental jottings as I went, sometimes stopping entirely and leaning against a wall to better catch the sights and sounds. Before too long, I had wandered up the few steps to Willie T's and sat at the bar while the band of three meandered through a handful of songs. Unfortunately, they appeared committed to a sing-along with the audience, the lead guitarist going so far as to conduct the helpless sots with a stiff finger to cue them as they tumbled against each other and teared up as they belted out the few lyrics they could recall. It was funny until it was pitiful, and I pushed off, heading down narrow Appleraff Lane, pausing in the doorway of Virgilio's, a tiny club with a tree growing in the middle of it, a tree out of which, allegedly, snakes tumble. I peeked in and caught a taste of a band of original hippies, so stoned they lounged on their amps. Last stop, the Green Parrot. The irony of the Green Parrot is that not permitted entry to its hallowed, sticky halls are green parrots, or parrots of any stripe for that matter. But that is not an issue for me as I travel solo. I love the Green Parrot. It is my trusty friend of a bar, and upon approach, some jamming tunes emanated. And sure enough, I saw excellent bassist Matt Schuler from Miami up there on the stage with two others, and the sounds were funky and wonderful. And I have to wonder, what took me so long to get back there? It's been a while.